Very simple. Rabbi say, now as a Kliyokin, the Bizkit Parish, I saw one of these alone, but the Kliyokin says it. It's it's a hemshech of last week a little bit. Yehuda challenges Yosef. He has a svara, and he's trying to get Yosef to understand his point. You know what happened afterwards, but we're just going to focus on one lashon. Zok the pasuk va'yicha apcha bi'avdecha. He said to him, you shouldn't get angry by Avdecha, because he's a So Rashi says, so the Kliyoka says, Vayicha Abcha bi Avdecha, he called Kas, maybe they toast. Every Kas brings mistakes. And therefore my tires will not go into the ears, your ears. Even if they'll be mama straightforward, understandable to the ones who want to have to understand. So, and then he's going to be telling him, Abakach, who cares? Kim the form is the sound much yitter be dover mizut. So, Sai makes a mistake. Yesh gavoy me alkovov, wa melech. The maisa, so the Sai makes a mistake, but there's always the king. There's always the supreme court on top of the small courts. Ki kamoicha kifaroi. The end in is by you, and therefore, if my thing doesn't get, that's the Kliyokas Bashan. The Maisa, the Hemshik, what we spoke about last week, and this is the Drik of the Ozne. The ears again, we're back to the ears from last week's ears. That the ears we spoke about are the conduit, the vessel, the most important vessel in a person's body. And we spoke about last week how important the ears, the Kherishoy, the Rabbi Yonah speaks about, the Kherishoy, the Mei Kuloy. You blind the person, you pay the Mei Einoy, Kherishoy is the Mei Kuloy. Because the words are inspiring, they can change a person's life. Words that enter into a person's mouth. Shmua Toiva, Tidashin Otsem, because a good hearing, a good thing can change a person into a different mood. I once wanted to say an unbelievable, I don't know if we said it for this, I once said that the most important day of the year of us, or the most important day of the year in the Jewish calendar. So Havdil, they have their own most important day. And so they do it with a ball. But we do it with a shofar of us. The most important day of the year is Rosh Hashanah of us. Everything is the start of Rosh Hashanah. You know, Havdil, their Rosh Hashanah is coming up, Havdil of Avdolas. What are they doing on their Rosh Hashanah? Our Rosh Hashanah is so important, so important. And the Maisa, it's a very, very interesting thing, Rabbi. The mitzvahs hayoim, the mitzvah of that day, Rabbi said. You know, every yontif has its unique mitzvah. Sukkot is the shaking of the lulav. Take the lulav. Pesach, Chanukah, we like the menorah. Everybody has the new thing that's the chorus shayat to that yontif. What's the sukkah? As we're sitting in the sukkah, that represents the sukkah. Pesach is the matzah. The munah. Shofar is the yom of shofar. What's the mitzvah? Yom Rabbi say shmir. Most poskim hold the mitzvah of shofar is the mitzvah of shmir, not the kiyah. Shita zarab. But most poskim, that's what we paskin. We make a bracha lishmoy a kol shofar. It's unbelievable lesser, but it's found at the head. What a deher. The holiest day of the year, the most important day that we should really, we have to get ourselves aroused. We have to get ourselves going. What should we do in this day? Take out a sefer Torah, hold it, learn, know. We sit there and we listen to the koil shofar. And that koil shofar is the mafarshim bring down, each one's crying. And so, oh, sorry, Rabbeinu Sadia going 10 things what the shofar represents. But it's about hearing the voice. And if you don't listen, you're not going to have a chas from a good year. You don't hear the shofar. The guys that didn't hear the shofar, it doesn't just mean that he heard the koilas. If they didn't hear what the shofar, they didn't hear what the shofar was talking to them, he's not going to be have anything. So last week, after last week, I spoke to Ellie. Was Ellie asked me, so what? You know, a person that, you know, is the most important vessel a person has is hearing. Of himself. If he can't hear well, if he can't hear well, so then he's not going to have a proper relationship. It's all like we spoke last week. I want to change the thing. You don't see ear to ear, not to eye to eye. You don't see ear to ear. You don't hear each other. People talk. The communication, the most important thing we spoke about last week, and hearing it. So Ellie asked me after, so what stops the person from hearing? What does the person hear? So last week I mentioned Gaiva. This week the answer came very, very quick in the parasha. I want you to be able to hear. You know what prevents a guy from hearing a voice? Anger. He's upset. And anger doesn't mean, people think anger means getting ferociously angry. And then for sure you don't hear. Anger means that a person can be angry in his heart. He has a certain way he wants it to be. And he's not willing to hear. That's anger, Rabbi said. Anger is your desire. Things should be a certain way. You want your wife to do a thing a certain way. And you want it that way, only that way. And anger comes because it's not that way. And Zok, your wife can be telling you the most logical things, the most sweetest things. You're not hearing what she's saying. Why? You're upset, you're angry, you're disappointed. And that anger is not going to let a stop in passion. Because it's yicha abcha ba'avdecha, it's not going to go in. You're not going to hear my time. You're not going to hear what she's saying. You're not going to hear it. It's not going to go in. And chas v'shalom, that's going to happen, Rabbi Sa. And therefore, a person has to work on midas hakas, Rabbi Sa. Midas hakas, the shul, when a person is very angry, he's not going to hear. And that's why people think, like, why is there need always for counseling? Isn't that the chat is because people have the anger and a certain anger towards the person, whatever it is, and they're not hearing the other person. Two logical people could sit down, but a person has an anger towards somebody else. How do you work on anger, Rabbi Sa? To be able to think, and that there's a ganze shmooze about that. Rabbi Sa, but a body is soy that God is a muna. Working on imidas imidas a muna, Rabbi Sa. We spoke about it a couple of times. The anger comes from a lack of a muna. Anger comes from obviously comes also from God, but mainly from a moon, Rabbi Sa. A person understands that this is the way it has to be, and why it's not that way. You know, you come home and you see something that you don't like in the house. You get angry, you get upset right away. Now, avad, the person is not coming to say that if a woman has responsibilities in home, I should take care of the responsibilities, but you get angry because of it. The anger doesn't allow you to think logically, and the anger will not allow you even to hear what the wife says. Right away, you get angry. May have this happens in the house. He comes home, and supper's not on the table. He's starving, and a long day, his mouth is a little wet and watery. He thought he was getting that nice pea soup that his wife makes every Wednesday night. He makes that gravy pea soup. He's dreaming about it. He comes home, and the peas are on the counter. Just a bunch of peas. But the soup is not ready yet, because she was busy with the baby, whatever it is. And it starts to get a little ready, like, you know, like, why couldn't she have something ready? The anger starts to get up, and he starts right away saying something a little bit down. Now she might have a good time, but he doesn't hear it. Because the anger is already built up. The time you won't hear a time. And she might have a good reason. You might have a good thing. I just read a Meister, someone gave me the Ravadi book. Ravadi first got married, so his Rebbetzin came from family. His father was a Chacham Fatal, his name was. But I don't know, not, I guess the family was from, but so when he first got married, he lived in a one-room apartment. But the apartment was so small that Ravadi was really known as a chashuv. He went about his rebbeim. There was maybe like a bed and a table. If they had invited somebody else, they couldn't really fit into the house. Even three people, so small. So the Rebbetzin sisters, this says in the book, the Rebbetzin sister came over to visit. and she saw, first of all, that was a very big chiddush in those times for someone to learn, continue learning. We're talking about the 1940s, late 40s, whatever. It was kamat, there was nothing, no one did that. And she was learning a kohel, living in this one room, one room maybe, called a room, whatever it was. And she comes in and she sees how her sister's living. She was getting, so the sister-in-law went to a rage. She started screaming, "What is this?" And she started yelling at her father. Rebbetzin, Yosef was a Yosoimer from 5 years old. Her mother was little when she was five. So she screamed at her father, "Chacham Fatah, how could you do this? How could you let her live like this? She's Yosoimer. She lived for, you know, her whole life." But her mother screaming and yelling, "Mama!" She got so upset, she took Rebbetzin Yosef's shetel and she threw it on the floor and started stomping on it. That's how angry she was. So Rav Avadya stood there the whole time. You can imagine a guy, you know, the woman comes and goes, "Oh, it's my, I married her." She accepted. The guy stayed calm, like a whistle the whole time. And he started to talk to her, like very, very, explaining to her what he wants to do with his life and how this and that. And slowly, she started to understand and then Mikabel, and she calmed down. And the book, it says that she was so impressed after that conversation with Rav Avadya. First, she was probably impressed that he didn't get upset. And all the guy, woman comes to my house, starts ranting and raving, takes up my wife's shetel, stomps it on the floor, throws it on the floor, stomping on the shetel on the house. You know, she started doing a sponger with the shetel all over the house. So she was so impressed after he talked to her. He explained this whole thing that she, all her kids came from. They went off to yeshivas eventually. I don't know what the Mitzvah is, but that's what it says. She, from that conversation, how Rav Avadya acted, and that's there. She's a whole picture, and whole machshava klapi the couple and klapi the whole. I guess, you know, those times also people were pulled away from the nationalistic movement. That she's decided. I think she came from Chutzah or something. You know, and she decided to send the kids to Torah, and they all remained in Torah because of that mice. So, the mice is unbelievable, but the bigger mice is that, you know, the nature of us is get so upset. You know, somebody does something, and this here, there's no reason not to get upset. It's a normal person comes to my house. You want to tell your sheet is out, you know, your sheet is, and I come to your house. So you come into my house, and she comes to the beginning of the marriage also, when it's so important that the woman respects her husband. She's ranting and raving and telling her what a terrible husband told her. Stop, takes a shape of rips it off, stomping on it. You know, Rajim calm and cool, and he discusses this very, very calm. See in the book very many stories like that, with that, but that's a Godel Rebbe, a Godel, and that's even a young age. A Godel, that's what we have to work with Rebbe, saying, learn to be calm and cool, learn to handle the situation, even though we do get upset, Rebbe, saying, I be one of the eights of Torah, Rebbe, saying, always when you're on your way home, two things. Think that it could be not like you want it to be when you open the door. There might not be pea soup ready. There might be an empty pot on the stove waiting to be cooked, and she's in the room with the baby, whatever it is. That's the first thing. I know a chashiva yid. It was Avre that he used to carry, have a chocolate bar that he used to buy, have every day. He used to, on his way home, he ate, see a little chocolate case, because you come home starving, so your first thing is to get upset. Your stomach starts grumbling, and then your voice starts grumbling. And then things come out well. So he used to eat like a little piece of chocolate. Just to, okay, he knew a situation out sometimes that it wouldn't be everybody can like it. We need something little. This week, you come home, starts the first thing, also you get upset right away. But the second, so that's the first thing. And the second thing is, the person should think on the way home, two good things that your wife does for you. You went into the drawer this morning, stuck your hand in, there wasn't a mouse trap. There was your underwear or your socks were folded and this and that. You went into your drawer this morning. Think of one or two good things. You have that appreciation, it's much easier to handle things. Going to supper last night was good. Be happy you got one hot meal this week. Be happy. No, you got the whole week was hot meal. You come Yom Tov is not so hot. It's warm. It's leftovers from Shabbos. It's Thursday already. We're still eating the leftover chicken. I don't know how Yesh Me'ayin. I don't know how we got still had anything left. I thought I finished it every other day of the week. But Thursday night, there it is. That same potato kugel from Shabbos is still left over. Shouldn't have time to make a new thing. The whole week the food was good. She made something nice. Made something good. To learn to appreciate that also helps to calm down. But to prepare before, if you prepared before, a lot of cost starts because it comes suddenly. We're expecting a certain thing, the expectation. Expectation can kill, they say, by a child, by chinuch, and so to a marriage, I want to air, this is my chiddush. Expectations can kill. Avada, a woman has to, she has to know, but one of a lot of our problems is the expectation, and that's when it really gets hard. We work on those in yonder, we learn to listen, we're able to listen properly, we're able to have a beautiful marriage. We hear things better, we hear our wife's voice better, we hear what they want, we hear what's going on. We should be zoyach be'ez Hashem. We work on these in yonder.